I'm wrong.
I'm a mama and baby boy.
I zaggled and stumbled all over the place, and the mud hit the splatter all into my face, and the people all said I was a disgrace. I'm my mama's black baby boy.
I'm a mama's baby boy. I'm a mama's baby boy.
All day.
Slam the pin on the house. I'm a mama's baby boy. I'm a mama's baby boy. I'm a mama's baby boy.
All day.
Slam the pin on the house. I'm a mama's baby boy.
Thank you. lies an old man sleep. Thank for a story like a dream. Why are you single? Why live alone? Have you no baby? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart. I believe her life lived after the bomb. Bright lights were flashing in the grand ballroom. Softly the music like sweet tune. There came my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wish the mother leave me alone. When I return, dear, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers come. Down fell the glass and broke it at all. Just as my heart fall. After the ball, after the ball is over, after the bright morn, after the dancers leaving, after the stars are gone, many a heart is aching. If you could read the ball, many the ball over running.
From the Midway, played by Iceland Orchestra. Now then, people, here we have the Irish Billy. Come inside and see little Irish maidens and their shillelagh. Admission is $1. Everybody pass right this way. Now let the band play there, let the band play. Open up that band.
Away from England, away. Natisha Daisy. Johan Andrew Bergman. 15 December 1893. Predikant der Duitse Nederduitse gereformeerde kerk des Heers.
By the force of Cassie's blow. Citizen record 772. The Commodore song from Ship Ahoy, as sung by the original Commodore, Mr. Edward M. Favor, now with Rice's 1492 Company.
There are many things essential to make a Commodore, for a Commodore's the pride of all the nation. And of these same essentials I will mention for a score that it takes to make this triumph of creation. You will notice I'm the figure of Apollo Belvedere. You will notice I'm the hotel of a noble British peer. You will notice something noble in my general personnel. You will notice I'm the greatest of a perfect naval swell. Pride of all the navy that no one can compare with my appearance so majestic, my exclusive naval air. You'll notice I'm a beau ideal for ladies to adore. I'm simply a nonpareil, a perfect commodore. Among the bold, I am enrolled as one that's truly great. I'm the object of the greatest admiration. It's a privilege to gaze on me when I appear in state, in the uniform appropriate to my station. You will notice that my movements are those of perfect ease. You will notice I'm a winning smile and one that's sure to please. You will notice such a skunky air you never saw before. You will notice I'm a paragon, the perfect commodore. Pride of all the navy that no one can compare with my appearance so majestic, my exclusive naval air. You'll notice I'm a beau ideal for ladies to adore. I'm simply a nonpareil, a perfect commodore.
Edison record number 844. When summer comes again, waltz song sung by George H. Diamond.
There was once a young maiden of tender grace, laughing blue-eyed in a winsome place. Also a youth, brimming with truth, got married one day in the spring. Summer they knew no fear, but the mills had all closed in the winter drear. Then when the lad was gloomy and sad, this is the song he would sing. Sweetheart, fond heart, from your side I will ne'er part. We'll be together, love, in sunshine or in rain. Don't be repining, what is the use of complaining? We will be happy, love, when summer comes again. Oh, the cold, cheerless winter soon passed away. Spring came with flowers to deck the weak face. Maiden and lad grew to be glad and sang like the birds in the spring. The dark shadows of sorrow ne'er came again to the sweet little cottage just down the lane, where at the door, when his work was o'er, she'd kiss him and then she'd sing. Sweetheart, fond heart, from your side I will ne'er part. We'll be together, love, in sunshine or in rain. Don't be repining, what is the use of complaining? happy long when summer comes again.
Why should I keep from whistling? As sung and whistled by the composer, Mr. John Y. Adley, at the display parlors of the Columbia Phonograph Company, Washington, D.C., accompanied on the piano by Professor Geisberg. Was as happy as a jaybird, as sitting on the limb, for a summer duck, or was it, to the brain to take a swim, or a turkey gobbler, a gremlin, and a strutting like all sin. So why should I keep from a whistling, when it isn't and is sin?
Stop whistling. He's that nickel. I am God.